You'll get by with a little help from John Lennon. It's Questions for Lennon.
Okay, welcome to Questions for Lennon, the advice podcast where we answer questions emailed in from our listeners. I'm your host, European rock and roll guitarist, John Lennon.
All right, that was a trick. That was my guest, John Gabris.
Who, yeah, I know. John always busts my balls because he knows that I do like a killer impersonation of
him. You do a great one. I'll get on the phone sometimes to, you know, talk to my bank. Because my card has gone wonky or something, and they'll say, I'll have John do it.
You keep your hotel keys so close to your debit cards that you fuck them both up.
Those things melt if you put them too close. Yeah, move that thing. I can barely see you.
Yeah, I know.
We're sitting apart. We're at a very long table here, but good thing we have the microphone so I can hear you.
That's correct, John. Oh, man, that was really fun to do you for a little bit there. I felt like I was really slipping into the character.
Now, do you think anyone out there was tricked?
I don't know. I'm learning impressions. That's a thing I'm getting into these
days.
That's
right. You're taking that class.
Yeah, I'm taking the 8-week on-camera impression audition class.
Why is it on camera? That's what I don't understand.
I guess it's from a former Mad TV casting director. So they think that that's going to be the thing that gets everyone to pop is to have a good reel of character.
Because you got to have the look.
Yeah, you got to look the certain because it's like, you know, I could do the John Lennon voice almost perfectly.
Right.
But when you see me in person, I'm just too big.
Because now you've got the wig on.
Right.
The long head wig. But you don't have the glasses, so that's how I know I'm not looking in a mirror.
Right. That was the thing when we first came in. I didn't realize what you were doing, but you just started brushing your teeth.
Right.
And I was like, and then that's when you realized it wasn't a mirror.
Well, imagine the shock to me. I walk into a room and I'm suddenly, oh my God, I didn't know they put a mirror in here. And the mirror is sort of moving with me around the room.
I got the body language down a little bit, so it's easy for me with doing your posture and stuff.
You had my skip.
You know, someone pointed that out. I'm not going to say who, but one of our mutual friends when I was doing you at a party one time and we were at the bar and I was like, oh, come on over, friends. And they were like, holy shit, but you're not skipping.
I remember when you messed with Duggar that one time.
Yes, I had Duggar completely fooled.
All right, for those of you who don't know, Duggar is Doug Morris. He's a friend of ours. He was on our rugby team. Well, we should get into that.
Are people wondering how we know each other?
The audience has no idea.
Well, this is where we would tell them. I met...
Hey, wait a minute. Whose podcast is this? Let me do it. This is where I would tell them.
Okay.
Has happened before. People come in here, they could take control of me.
I didn't realize how important it was for you to lead this dance.
I have to lead every moment of it.
Oh, yeah. That's what Paul would say.
Hey, look, I like Paul.
I mean, me too. Who
I love
like
him.
Paul, yeah.
Can anyone hear? I can't hear a goddamn thing. Oh, there we go. I was turning it the wrong way.
Yeah, I saw you fucking with the knobs for almost the entire conversation so far.
I couldn't hear in my headphones. So, but what I was turning it way down.
Smart. So now you can hear me, John.
Now it's way too loud.
But nothing I can do about
I'm
that.
I'm doing permanent damage to my ears.
Worth
so
it.
Just, if you have to yell, put your hands up so I can take my headphones off.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Yeah. So, do you want to take us through how we met each other? Because I'm not allowed to bring up the setup.
Yeah, how did we meet? Okay, this must have been, geez, about 10 years ago, eh?
Yeah, it was probably 10 years ago. We were down in the Lower East Side at the East River Park.
Right, exactly.
I was practicing with my rugby team, and there was some fucking old weirdo with a metal detector.
Hey. I take offense to the weirdo part.
Well, look, we didn't know who it was at the moment.
Right.
And I mean, you would have been our last guest. Like, when we were like, who's this fucking putz who's out there in the middle of the rugby pitch at fucking center field with a metal detector?
I was trying to find... I was out there flying a box kite about a month earlier, and I realized I'd lost a watch. A pretty good, you know, it was a Timex watch, but it kind of looked like a nice one, but it was Timex. And I said, God damn, it must be on that field down at the Lower East Side. So I had to borrow a metal detector from my landlord, because he's big into that. We've talked about him on a different podcast. And I said, I need it just for about an hour. He said, fine. I went down and I was, you know, back and forth trying to find it. No beeps.
Yeah, but then we're trying to have a scrimmage. We're supposed to be scrimmaging that day. And then there's some scrawny little man with a headset who can't hear a word looking for a Timex. And then fucking lo and behold, you know, Duggar goes across the middle for a fucking flanker wing out. He gets the ball. He cuts back in to try to go against the defense and fucking blindsides you.
Snap the whole metal detector right in half.
Smash the metal detector in half. You get the cord of your headphones wrapped around your neck.
I
thought
that was
done. You start wheezing on the ground.
Right.
Everyone comes over. We have an EMT on the team. So Carlos, the EMT, cuts the fucking cord off your neck and says, guys, he's alive. And we're like, yeah, well, we didn't think he died from that. They're like, no, I mean, John Lennon is alive.
And do you remember what I said? I'll always take pride in this.
I'll never forget what you said.
I opened my eyes and said, did anyone get the license plate on that semi-truck? And you guys lost it. And I said,
we lost our shit. And we were like, if this guy can take the piss like this, he's ready to be one of us.
Take the piss. That's when I learned that term for the very first time.
Yeah, which is weird. A couple of American rugby players teaching you British slang.
Right. I don't know any of the British slang. I still have a problem. I'll go over there sometimes to England and they'll say, I'll check into a hotel. They say, you know, the lift's right down the road. The road. What kind of hotel is this?
You don't even know normal.
I don't know a hallway from a road. Sure, I got to hit the bus stop right down the hall. What? What are you talking about?
So you won't even know if they're saying lift what they're referring to.
Right.
And is that because of you spent so much time in America or because of that long period of time when you were dead?
It's because my attention span is so small that anytime someone tries to tell me something, you know, I'll ask, what is a lift? And they'll say, well, I'm lost. I'm thinking about something else.
Now, where does your mind go in those moments? Does it go to creative?
It goes to song lyric ideas. You know, mostly the idea of where to write them down. I could do it in a napkin. I could get a notebook.
So it's sort of like meta songwriting where you're thinking about writing songs.
I'm thinking about the process, not actually doing anything. That's why I haven't come out with an album for so long.
You know, that was Duggar told me if you're going to see John today, and I was like, you won't believe this. This guy's got a radio show or something. He's having people on now. And everyone's so happy. The whole team is going to download Hal, promo code Lennon.
Thank you for doing it. Because I hate doing it.
I know. It's embarrassing. Or promo code Layman. Whatever you want.
We'll get to that. I do want to promote that. Right at the end, I'll give you a 2-second window.
Okay, that's all I need. But when I told Duggar, he was like, oh, man, that is... Ask him when his album's coming out. And I was like, I don't know, man. That feels weird. You know?
Coming from him, it is weird. Because I know he wants to put an album out too.
Right, and he wants to put it out. He's got it recorded. He's got it recorded. He's waiting for you.
I know, and I've heard a friend of mine who works at a studio leaked me some of the tracks he's doing.
Oh yeah?
They're fucking good.
The kid's good.
He can sing. It's this crazy country operatic thing.
Yeah, it's like a country rock opera but with heavy into opera influences.
You can hear the hat and the cape.
And I don't know how he got that. He worked with some great, I think Rick Rubin swung by for a bit.
Rick Rubin's. This is a guy who won't return my emails. He won't return my snail mails.
You've been sending him actual letters.
Actual letters on parchment. You know, with a wax seal on the back so he knows it's legit.
And they still don't, that's bullshit, because you have the knightly seal, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's a knight helmet.
It's a knight's helmet burned into wax. I fucking love that.
It's a knight helmet with little, you know, circular glasses on it with hair sort of poking out the back. So, you know, it's weird.
I mean, I have it hanging on my fridge at home because it came with the RSVP to my wedding when you came to mine and Tiff's wedding.
Right. And I know you didn't invite me. But I had heard about it,
sent me back my own invite. Somehow you got a copy of one.
I went to the stationery store that you went to.
It was weird.
I spend a lot of time following you around. You never know.
I'm not against it. I'm not against it because it's interesting when someone's like, hey, this guy's been following you around. I'm like, is it legendary recording artist John Lennon? They're like, yes. I'm like, he's a fucking rugby buddy. These guys are ass clowns.
He's just an old rugby buddy.
We didn't really get into it, but after you cracked us all up anyone to get the license plate, you were like, well, bloody hell, what are you guys... Oh, here, I'll do the impression.
Yeah.
Well, bloody hell, what's going on here?
God, I feel like I'm...
I know.
I feel like I'm listening to a sound mirror.
I almost answered it because I thought it was you talking. I almost truly answered it.
Your brain went to a place you couldn't believe.
I was like, John, I'm... Oh, right. I'm doing...
I'm John. Hey, great. Dude, same name.
That's really helpful for the two of
us. That's
exciting. That kind of made us... That solidified us early on.
Right.
Because someone would be like, John... you know, get open. And I'd be like, me? Or, you know, and you'd be like, me?
I'd never met anyone with that name before.
It's so rare. I had met some Jonathans, but right. No real Johns
right.
with an H.
Yeah. Right.
Like the gospel writer.
I've sat down on a John.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to turn this into a disgusting, you know.
You know it can be with all. Our gutter rugby brains.
Right. We get into it.
There's only three Johns I know with an H. John the Gospel Writer, John Varvatos, and John Lennon.
Who's John Varvatos?
He's a fashion designer from Italy, I believe.
But oh, that's right. He designed a scarf that I wear.
Yes, that one.
Right, the one I'm wearing.
Well, you have a handful on, but the top one with the Varvatos.
Why do I wear all these? It's so hot outside.
It's very hot, and two of them are just tied your wrists together.
I have to restrain myself because I'm trying to get off of coffee.
dude, same here.
Gets you going, doesn't it?
It really fucks your shit, like... I'm at the point where coffee doesn't make me feel better. It just makes me feel unbad.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just coming from a negative just to get even.
I knew I had a problem when I was at home the other day watching morning TV, the Today Show.
Oh, gotta love the Today. Are you a Hoda guy or a Kathy guy?
Which one's Al Roker?
The black guy.
No, I know, but what show is he on?
Oh, the Today Show.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But Hoda and Kathy host the fourth hour. Oh, you're done. You're out of the house.
I'm out on a bike ride by then.
Right. You listen to podcasts when you ride, right?
Yeah, mostly this one.
You listen to your own podcast.
Right.
You have how?
It's the only one I can figure out how to get download. I have such a tough time with my iPhone and my computer.
I cannot sync the podcast app for the life of me.
These days, I just have my laptop under my arm and I'm riding my bike. It's the easiest thing for me to do.
That's so funny you say that because I don't ride bikes that much because I live out here in LA now. But I drive with my laptop open in the passenger seat, seatbelted
right.
in, and I just operate iTunes that way.
Yeah,
there's easier than trying to coordinate, and you know, and then if anyone wants to call, I'll just FaceTime them right from the laptop and sort of just keep looking down and to the right.
I went over to the Genius Bar, you know, the Mac store.
Yes,
and
yes.
And I held up my laptop and I held up my phone and said, put this one on this one. And he said, well, what's your cloud account? I closed my laptop and said, thank you. I don't know what you're talking about. Goodbye.
I remember this day because you were like, you sent me the text. It's like, I'm in California. I'm at the Grove. Just got burned big time by those scumbag geniuses. Meet me at Cheesecake Factory.
Right. I you know, pushed over a computer that I shouldn't have and threw a lot of the phone cases on the floor. Which I think they clean those up pretty quickly.
Yeah, those are made to protect things, so you would assume that they'd be safe if they fell on their own.
Well, so,
but I show up at fucking Cheesecake Factory, and you're three sheets to the wind, arguing with the bartender about wind power.
Well, before
satellites.
You had got there, I had a conversation with a coat rack. I said that's why I was so angry that my Cheese Papa Alfredo whatever didn't come. Because the whole time I was ordering with a coat rack. I was so drunk. I was so mad.
I know. We had to purchase the coat rack on right. the way out of there and right. bring it home somehow in your Maserati convertible.
And it's actually looking very nice in my apartment.
How often do you need coat? So did you brought that back to New York with you?
Right.
Yeah.
And try getting that into an overhead compartment.
You carried it on?
Right.
You're so weird with what you carry on.
It's the strangest thing. I'll check a knapsack and bring a coat rack onto a plane. And
your knapsack will just have five coats in it.
Right, exactly.
You could put them on the rack.
Put it on the rack and then tape it up and put it under below. And the pilot, this has never happened to me. The pilot actually came out and said to me, what are you doing? And I looked up for him because I was napping. And I said, what do you mean, what am I doing? I'm taking a nap. I was watching X-Men Apocalypse and now I'm asleep. And he said... you got a coat rack above. I heard about this whole thing. I said, "What's that? It's not your business. This is an empty flight."
I'm this is something I like wrote a letter to Delta about this. Mm-hmm. The pilots coming back and just really busting your balls. That's like a new thing. I came out of the bathroom. I was in the first class bathroom and I came out. I was in there for like 15 minutes. Things were not going well for me.
Right.
I come out and who's standing there? The pilot with his arms folded across right. his chest. And he's like, you got to be fucking kidding me with this.
Yeah, with a stopwatch.
Yeah, with a stopwatch. He's like,
should have.
He's like, did you light a match? I'm like, no. He's like, good, because you're not supposed to.
Right. We all know that.
And look, I just took a shit. I'm embarrassed. There's eight people waiting in line. I got to walk past all them. And then the pilot's got to dress me down in front of all these right. people about taking a. Well, I'm sorry. I can only afford a 6 a.m. flight. So my stomach is all fucked up.
God.
And I shouldn't have had the fucking Shake Shack breakfast. I agree. But it's there. It's so hard to say no.
You got to, because you get to the airport in such a hurry. You got to eat something.
Yeah.
Here's what I hate: when you're sitting down in the seat before takeoff, and the flight attendants are going through the safety procedures, and you're reading along in the booklet, the pilot will come out and slap it right out of your head and say, "Pay attention! I'm trying to do both
I'm
things."
I'm supplementing this experience by looking along in the thing.
I'm probably the most qualified to be sitting in that exit door, and you won't let me.
I had a pilot during. Same thing. I was just reading along with the flight attendant. The pilot comes by, whispers in my ear. He goes, "Don't worry about any of this, pussy."
Oh,
yeah.
Jeez.
He called me a pussy. And I was like, well, he's like, "I'm not going to crash this fucking thing."
And how can you be so sure?
Yeah. And I was like, "How can you be sure?" He's like, "Are you afraid?" I'm like, "I wasn't." And he's like, "Be afraid." And then just walked into the – and then Jesus. Right as he was closing the door, he gave me the middle finger
God.
And then shut the cockpit door.
God, I've walked off of planes and they've – you know, a pilot, you walk past him and usually you say, "Yeah, thank you." It tripped me.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Just put his little foot out and I look up at him from the ground. I said, "You did that on purpose." He said, you can never prove it.
I think Denzel in Flight emboldened a lot of these guys as to that they think they're the fucking cock
of the
walk.
They're going to be in the movies.
Yeah, it's not Top Gun. These guys aren't the Tuskegee Airmen. They're fucking commercial airline pilots. Just get me on time, you fuck. Yo, I had a guy grab my dick on the way off of the plane, and when I turned to say something, he just was finger over his mouth going,
"Jesus,
shh." And I was like, you'll fry for this. And he said, "No one will ever believe you. You slut."
What?
He called me a slut.
Oh, my God.
That was the flight where I was caught being fingered. All right, we're supposed to not keep it so crass.
Yeah, well,
it's just when we get
okay.
together and now we're having some pints of beer over here, it feels like we're going to start talking rugby and we're going to get raunchy, we're going to get nasty.
So anyway, I'm off coffee.
Yeah, so.
My God, we went far with that one. All right, let's get to a question.
Is that what the premise of this podcast is?
Yeah, the idea is here that we answer advice questions that the listeners email in.
They email in.
There's an echo in the room. And I even saw your mouth moving. That's what kills me about it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it so my mouth doesn't move anymore, so I could literally throw your voice around.
You would have quite a career in Las Vegas.
I know, I could.
Thank you for filling up my pint.
Oh, yeah, here. I got this picture of extra special bitter, the Fuller's ESB that I know you're a fan of.
Thank you. And may all your rugby balls sail through the wicket. Iggity.
No sticks, no pads, just balls.
Iggity ziggity, whippity doo. Drink it now, Rugsby's. Rugsby's for you. We're the only team that
Here's
calls it Rugsby.
Here's swimming with bow-legged women.
What movie is that from?
Jaws. You like pretend like you don't know that it's from Jaws. You're wearing a fucking Jaws tank top. And it's not supposed to be sleeveless, but you did like the fake shark cut, the shark teeth cut, and put the blood
put
on the sleeve.
Blood on it.
So as if a shark bit both of your sleeves off, or potentially bit both the arms off the person who had this shirt before you, and then gave it to
it's
you.
It's a very precise and delicate shark that can cut off just the shirt, but not your arm.
It says, "I think we need a bigger boat. Boats crossed off, the word cock is written in Sharpie, and an arrow pointing down."
I'm borrowing this from my nephew. He just came back from Daytona from an early, early spring break. He does a fall break. I never understand that.
A lot of people want to get ahead of the spring breakers. You want to get down to Daytona and get the lap dances before. You want to get down to the Redneck Riviera before everyone comes down there and ruins it. You want to swim in a unjizzed pool.
Oh,
you
my know? God.
I'm sorry. I know.
No, you're telling it like it is.
I know. But those Daytona pools are fucking petri dishes by the end of March.
You know, that's why a lot of scientists will go down there and check into a hotel just for an hourly rate, dip their Petri dish in and say, I'm done. I'd like to check out.
I know a lot of women on IVF that'll jump off the diving board, legs open, and try to get as much.
As much what?
As much water off it.
But it's not water, is it, John?
There's a little bit of something in there, and not a lot of people know this, but chlorine actually keeps sperm alive.
Is that true?
That's why we had to stop drinking pool water.
Where did you go to college?
I went to Marist College in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Right, yeah. in the cell department.
Yeah, I was working in cells. I was in the plant cells, animal cells don't have a wall, plant cells have a wall, you know, that kind of stuff.
Because the plant ones are square.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
What makes them green?
Chlorophyll.
Oh, you have an answer for that.
I have an answer for
that.
I
thought that was just one of those.
You don't do 4 years in the cell department at Marist College.
And not come out knowing
how to get a fucking plant cell green. Did you say you had questions we had to answer? I'm sorry.
These are my questions. When am I going to get to ask a question? All right, here's a question. Hello, John and guest. Well, this is, I love when people do this.
Because that could mean me and you're my guest.
Very good point. Oh, actually, this is exciting. Well, hold that thought. Hold that thought.
I am.
Hello, John and guest. Because usually people just say, you know, dear John Lennon. I have to say, I wish they had said guest. I wish this person had said, hello, John Lennon, and hello, John Gabris.
Right. But could you just add that when you read it so that no one...
I don't think it would be...
It would be dishonest.
Right. And that's not what it is. This show is about giving honest answers to questions. Hello, John and guest. My wife is a teacher and I'm a principal, so we like to take a trip every summer when students are otherwise occupied. All right. What are your and your guests' favorite places to visit, and where would you and your guests recommend we go? Thanks, John. P.S. Did you ever consider removing the H from your name? This John spells it J-O-N.
Like me.
That you do.
Wait a minute. That's crazy. This is my question.
No.
No, I'm not. I didn't know you took questions for your podcast, or else I would have sent in a bunch of gag questions and you would have been fucked.
No, I would have been so – I would, because when the truth came out, I would have been red in the face.
Right. But so this guy wants to know where's a good vacation spot?
Right, a good vacation spot. His wife is a teacher and he's a principal.
So they need to
That's tough being the principal.
No one ever goes back. Have teachers that change your life, but right. You ever go like, well, the principal of my high school was
because
huge.
He or she is only there to give you detention, it seems. They do other things, but you only remember the detention.
Yeah, they're only to get you in trouble.
God, that's a tough road to hoe, John.
Do they say when kids are otherwise busy in the summer? You mean when you're off is what right. You're saying?
Yeah, I didn't understand it.
Kids are not otherwise
Students
busy.
Are otherwise occupied. Okay.
As a matter of fact, they're very unoccupied often.
Right. They're on the couch watching Price is Right.
You love that show. Mm.
I would love to get on there.
I think
crank that wheel.
They would have you like on a watch list after one episode because your knowledge of the prices of things is
uncanny.
Disgusting. It's
uncanny.
Like uncanny how good it is.
I don't know how it works.
Right, and you're so and it would seem like you were cheating the yeah. Second you were on. Everyone would be like, no one would even say like, we need to know the backstory as to how come he's alive again. But most people would be like, he's a fucking cheater. Because you're so good. We will go to the grocery store sometimes to go pick up beers for the guys. And right. They'll be like, hold on, you want to go real quick down the oatmeal aisle? I'm like, oatmeal? How price variant can oatmeal be? And you're like, you'd be surprised.
And well, who said that?
I know. I almost got my mouth not to move. Now I need to work on making your mouth move. So it's even more realistic that it's you talking.
We should do that at the next rugby party.
We would blow the doors off. Duggar, Los, and Stevie, they'll lose their shit.
Stevie's been down lately.
Yeah, well, jeez. You know his wife killed herself in front of him.
I did not know that. Oh, Stevie, if you're listening, good God, buddy.
I'm sorry.
To put a smile on. I know it's hard. All right, let's get back to the question. Where do you visit? Well, you mentioned the Redneck Riviera. Yeah, that sounds fun.
That sounds like a play. I mean, we're talking about Daytona. You can get yourself knocked up by accident.
If you have a tank top, you can just wear that.
Yeah, all you need is a tank top and some sort of bathing suit. I recommend wearing a pair of underwear underneath, and then you could always toss those if shit hits the fan, quite literally, you know?
You're planning for shitting your pants
or nutting in your pants.
Oh,
but you double your chances that way.
Well, okay. What do you mean?
You know what the Village Lions always say, whether we shit or we nut, we're not leaving with clean draws.
That's true. So try that out. Head out to the Redneck Riviera. Here's what I would
suggest. Are we slurring when we say that? Is that like a mean thing to say?
Redneck?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, if we've offended anyone, we apologize. I don't know what you do.
I don't think they're listening.
Oh, yeah, maybe you're right. I don't. So anyway, John, I
Kenny
don't know. Kenny
Chesney has that advice podcast on Hal that I think a lot of divided listeners. There.
I've been trying to get on that. Here's what I'll suggest to you, John. John from the letter, not you, John Gabris.
Okay. Not John Lennon either.
I'm not talking to myself. There are no mirrors in the room. If you have a lot
of
money.
Are there?
Don't. Stop it.
My posture shift there?
Yeah.
That was some fucking Daniel Day-Lewis
stuff. You stood up a little bit with your back, but you bended your knees.
Yeah, but you're always in like a linebacker stance.
I've always got a sort of a long, slinky walk happening. Or I'm skipping. So go to the Riviera, or go to what's that place in England I like so much? The Paris Tower, you know, the Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower, the one that's in England?
No, that's in Paris.
Oh, okay.
Go there.
Go to the Paris Tower in the Eiffel Tower. That is a good vacation spot.
The Eiffel Tower?
The Eiffel Tower itself. You can spend 6 days in the tower and not see the whole thing.
Is there a hotel room at the top of it?
There is an unofficial hotel room.
Unofficial? What does that mean?
I mean, you're not going to find it in any of your guidebooks, but if you got the money and the balls, you can get just about anything.
So that's my advice, John. If you've got the money and the balls, take that hotel room at the top of the Eiffel Tower.
And might I recommend also wearing bathing suit with underwear underneath for the Paris?
Sure, because you go up that high, you're going to shit your brains
out.
You're
going to shit or jizz, baby.
Oh, God. Well, all right. Considering removing the H from my name... Absolutely not.
Absolutely. How else would we tell each other apart?
Right. On paper, how would we tell each other apart? Thanks for your question, John.
You're welcome.
Not you.
Right. Okay.
All right, here's another question. How many cats is too many from Billy Becker? It's straightforward. No hello, no dear John and guest. How many cats is too many, Billy Becker?
But he uses his full name, which I like.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know who you're talking to.
I wonder if he's related to Derek Becker from the guy who plays fullback for us.
I assume so.
You think it's Derek Becker's brother?
Let me see if I can... There's no handwriting to decipher because it's an email, so we can't do that.
Yeah, but Derek always does two spaces after a period, so does this guy?
There are no periods. There's just a question mark. He's so brief.
We can't even analyze his typography.
Right.
What font did he choose?
God. Yeah, whatever Gmail font it is.
Times New Roman, huh?
Right.
Shit, that's the one Derek uses. Yeah, they're probably brothers.
That must be brother. His brother.
Must be.
How many cats is too many?
You know my opinion on this.
The moment I met you, you told me.
I said one cat is too many. Who wants a cat when dogs exist?
Right.
That's my big thing.
Who wants a dog when, you know, horses exist?
Oh, well, now you're getting into, like, unwieldiness of a pet.
Well, some people
If you have... can handle a cat, you can most likely handle a dog. If you can handle a dog, that doesn't mean you're ready for a horse.
Right.
Not all of us can keep a horse in our fourth floor walk-up in the Dakota for a year and a half without the landlord finding out.
I had such a great racket going. I found, for a very cheap price, I will say, 4 horse slippers. So he would be walking around. He would, you know, do a gallop around the apartment.
And he couldn't hear a thing.
And then one afternoon, I went out to go get him laundered, the horse slippers. And I said, peaches, don't move. Don't move a muscle. Eat this hay and shut up or else you're out on the street. Yeah, well, he always loved the TV, peaches.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's something that not a lot of people talk about, is that how much horses love television.
Horses love television.
And it's not just Mr. Ed.
Right. Lot of the horses I've met, I've put on a Mr. Ed in front of them, they'll turn around.
Yeah, they're like, I've seen this before.
Right, this is pandering.
But I've never seen the Lethal Weapon reboot.
Right, the Fox episode.
Right, yeah.
The Fox episodes.
I know horses love that shit.
They love it.
They've been promoting it like hell on Hulu. They're like, put this on for your horses. You know, like, you know when it says like recommended for your horses?
Right.
Yeah, it's all the Lethal Weapon reboot. It's so specific. It must be Damon Wayans' voice.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's good. He can do any voice.
The guy's good.
He's good.
Yeah.
And what a career. My God, he's spanning, isn't he?
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird that he's playing the old cop man role. Like, I never pictured him as old in my head.
I know. He looks as young as he did. He looks like his son. He's so young.
He doesn't look much older than his son, right, which is interesting.
God, he's taking care of himself.
Man.
We're
sitting here talking. You're 40 years older than him, and you look fucking great, too.
Well, you know, I've had certain amounts of...
You got a solid 10 years of rest, 20 years of rest in there, so...
I was dead for 4 years.
Four?
That's right.
Oh. But you were resting a lot around the time. That's why there's so many videos of you and Yoko in bed and stuff. You were just relaxing.
To be honest with you, after my last Beatles album came out, my life has been that of relaxation.
Straight chilling with Lennon.
Oh, I live in a hammock, basically.
Oh, that's a delight.
A hammock with a lemonade in my hand. Oh, the years just melt away.
The most cliche way to relax. Works perfect for Lennon. How do you feel about cats? We got into some horses. I think...
Yeah, we got into some horse shit.
Quite literally.
Quite literally.
Yeah, by the way, what'd you end up doing with that big Rubbermaid bin of horse shit you were keeping on the fire escape?
I called every garbage disposal place in the city. They would say to me, we don't deal with that type of bin. I said, all right, if I can transfer it into a different bin. They said, what is it again? I said, you know, pardon my language, it's horse shit.
75 pounds of horse shit.
And it stinks. I'm running out of clothespins over here for my nose.
And have to toss those after one use.
I know, but I get such a runny nose because of the seasons, you know, the allergy season. So here I am with a wet clothespin. I just toss them.
You got to get the antihistamine clothespins.
That's so expensive.
you're 100%.
Because they sell them in the two packs, and I go to Costco, and every time, we just sold out. Well, why don't you order more of them so you have it? You got 1,000, you know, you've got 1,000 10-gallon tubs of, you know, Minute Maid orange juice, but you don't have the antihistamine nose plugs. Yeah, you get so mad over there.
If you're telling the story, tell the story of being dragged out of Costco by 6 or 7 security guards.
It was...
You smashed a bin of peanut butter-filled pretzel nuggets over a cashier's head.
Over a cashier's head. Who was... Not doing well.
You were, they were.
This person was old.
This
was an old woman.
They were in a rascal. But I will, and I rarely ever side with you because you know I love to take the piss out of you.
Right.
But you were in the right.
I was in the right because she was egging me on.
Yeah.
She was, you know, smiling at me and she said something I couldn't, that really broke me. And I should have more restraint than this. She said, Mick Jagger's better than you at everything. I said, I don't even care about that rivalry, but I know exactly what you're trying to do. And if you want it, I've got to give it to you. Crash right on her head.
Right on her head. You didn't know that the top of her head was all mush. You had no idea. You assumed she had a fully formed skull.
Didn't
know that she was dropped on a toy pyramid when she was 9 outside of a Las Vegas hotel.
How
could you know? And then her whole top of her brain's exposed. So you smash a fucking big bin of pretzels into the gray matter. She starts speaking German and screaming and no one knows what's happening. You trigger some sort of neuron fire. I saw the CCTV footage.
Right.
You played it at the last drink up at the last.
That was insensitive of me.
I know, but we had a fucking laugh, mate. Oh. We laughed hard.
Well, the settlement was over. She actually is fine now.
Yeah,
but so we had some fun with it. And, you know, what a year.
She's now trilingual.
So I did this. I helped her.
You can look at it however you want, but she is now a more well-rounded person.
She was teaching over at Queens College.
What?
Yes.
That's much better than a Costco gig.
I know, but, you know, as long as that's behind me, I'm fine.
So, clothespins?
So I ended up just dumping the shit out of the horse shit out of the window.
I thought...
Right onto, can I tell you this for irony? Right onto my own RV.
No! Ugh. That fucking... I knew it. The last time we were over there, we were maybe sparking a little something in the RV.
Yes, we were smoking cigarettes, wink.
Yeah.
Wink, 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 wink.
We didn't want to have a jazz ciggy in the apartment because your landlord's up your ass.
Oh,
about
no,
the,
we would never. No, yeah. We would never wink, 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 wink.
So we went down to the RV, and the whole time I'm saying it smells like horse shit in here, and you're fucking slow playing me. You're telling me. No.
You must have come from, you know, the park with it.
You had got me because you had known I took a horse-drawn carriage over there, and I was like, I must have gotten some shit particles.
Because
the thing was, yeah. I now brush my beard after every stagecoach ride because you just
you have to.
You have to. I did, and you. I did have some fecal matter in my beard, but it wasn't what I was smelling. And you let me just ride. You never said, oh, maybe there's horse shit on the roof of this fucking thing.
You know, Johnny's going to take you for a ride every once in a while.
The guy, upon our first meeting, you were taking the piss out of me. And upon the last time we hung out, you were taking the piss out of me.
Well, I know you, John. I know you can take it.
Oh, I've got the thick skin. And that's. I think that's why we get along.
I know it.
Because we're just both kind of assholes.
Yeah, well.
Me more than you, that's for sure.
All right, well, to answer your question, Billy Becker, my answer is 5.
And I'll stand by 1.
1. All right.
So I guess you take the average of that. That's 3.
3. So get 3 cats or a horse or if you want to get – some people take tarantulas as pets.
That drives me crazy.
That me too.
Because that just – you're just asking to be a creep.
I know. I can think of one person that worked out for.
Who's that?
Kevin McAllister.
Right, and that's only because there was some serious serendipity there.
It's only because it was a movie, but you understand what my point is.
Snakes and spiders, just not good pets.
Snakes and spiders, I'll set them aside, sir.
Women, stop fucking guys with pet spiders. I mean, I don't know if they are.
I don't know if that, well, that's a question if out to you people.
Yeah, well, let's do a reverse episode of the show where we ask the audience, the unresponsive audience questions.
We just sit here and ask questions with a pause, another question, pause, and you see if anyone responds.
And you just answer out loud wherever you are.
All right, maybe for another time. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us here.
Are we done now?
I think so. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us. Look. Hey, I don't usually do this with any type of sincerity, but I want to thank my guest.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me. It was good. Any excuse to get together and just bust each other's balls again for four.
It's great.
Yeah, it's all I need.
And to get it on tape like this is very exciting.
I think, I mean, you're going to at least get 25 listens from the Lions, that's for sure.
Oh, that'd be good. Hey, yeah, you know, use that promo code you were talking about.
Yeah, the promo code Lennon to download Hal podcast.
And your promo code.
Or the promo code Layman, which is I have a Hal series as well, which with new episodes coming in the new year.
What are the episodes coming out?
The Episodes, which is bassoon soundtrack. To the episodes. Those will be coming out post-Christmas in like a special edition.
Those take some time.
Those take some time. Also, just to get 40 bassoonists in a room is nearly impossible.
They're crazy people, those bassoonists.
Well, that's the thing, is that they all know each other and they've all crossed each other at some point.
Right.
And, yeah.
I tried to bring one in for what was the Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds song that we did.
Oh, yeah, you were doing an episode of those?
Well, yes. And they came in, and God, it was a half an hour just trying to sober up some of them.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, it's the fox, the sheep, and the grain. It's like you can't bring these two together. Those two fight. Well, move them over there. Well, those two fight. Those two used to fuck. These two fight now, but used to fuck. This guy fuck. Will fuck him in the future. You know, it's so.
Right. But I got to tell you, you know, when it came to a 1 and a 2 and a 1, 2, 3, right on every move.
I wouldn't fight. I wouldn't deal with the 30 to 40 bassoonists if I didn't think that the episode came out so well.
They're the best. Yeah. If you play the bassoon, you're the best.
I would say, I think that I'm rare to take bold stances, but I think if you play the bassoon, you are one of the best people.
A little Beatles trivia. We ended up losing that whole bassoon track for the Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. It didn't work. But, God, it sounds great. If I could dig that up, I'll play it here on the show.
Oh, yeah.
That would be exciting. Maybe I'll make that my thing. If I can dig up rare, you know, versions of Beatles songs, I'll play them. But God, I have a lot of them.
But don't judge, because you know these are all works in progress. So I could probably do one for you if I imagine all the people.
Sounds see that? Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm doing.
You kind of did a Tom Jones on that.
Oh well, that's which I like. Yeah, which I thought you were kind of doing.
Well, I think you had heard our first recording that we brought Tom Jones in to do it.
Right.
He said, well, I don't think any of us can sing this song.
Yeah, you had Tom Jones playing the drums, which is an instrument he doesn't play at all.
That's terrible.
Ringo's like, what the fuck am I doing here, mates? And then
I talked him down. He was ready to, you know, fist fight everyone in the building. I said, Ringo, we're just doing this together.
That's where famously line up in alphabetical order. I'll fist fight all of you. Aaron, you go first. That's where that famous.
Right. It went up. Aaron with an A and then Aaron with an E. We didn't have any Bills or Daves or Connies, nothing like that.
No Bill Daves or Connies.
Nope.
And that's where that lyric came from that you would eventually use.
God, I want to use that for something so bad.
Well, what can you write it down on? What can you write it down with?
I'm thinking. Oh, I'm thinking of a receipt from a supermarket. I'm going to put that right on the back of it. All right, John, do you want to promote anything you've got? You've got all the time in the world.
Yeah, check out my podcast, High and Mighty, check out my HAL series, The Layman. And I look forward to listening to this and other episodes of your show, John Lennon.
You're doing a great job promoting.
Thanks. I'm out here huskin', baby. Buskin' and huskin'.
Buskin' and huskin'.
Huskin' is when you are busking, but your waist size is longer than your pants. It's husky buskin'.
I like that. Use that. Hashtag it, folks.
Husky buskin' with Johnny G.
Oh, hey, that gives me an idea for a book. All right, that's the show. Good luck out there, everyone.